Welcome back to the Midday Show, and it's a great pleasure to promote, to publicize the arts, as always. And we're going to be talking to a couple of actors this afternoon about a staging of Anton Chekhov's Three Sisters, directed by from the Voice Theater Company at the Old Dutch Church. It's directed by Shauna Cantor, who is also the artistic director of the Voice Theater. With me today are two of the cast members, but I want to read the synopsis first. This deeply moving story of the Prozorov sisters revolves around their quest for home, love, and a meaningful life. Olga, Masha, and Irina strive to overcome their challenge and failings in the midst of their shattered dreams, only to discover that their own personal acceptance, endurance, and courage is their one hope they have to live their lives with peace and dignity. The production will take place again at the Old Dutch Church from May 14th through the 31st, Thursdays through Saturdays at 7 o'clock, Saturdays and Sunday. There are matinees at 2 p.m. There's no performance on Sunday, May 24th, but you can go to the Voice Theater website to get tickets and details. With me today is, is Grace Bardsley. Did I get that correct?
You did, Grace Bardsley.
Grace Bardsley, who plays Irina, the youngest of the three sisters, Irina
Very close. Sergeyevna.
Sergeyevna
Yep.
Prozorova, and Josh Bierman, who plays Staff Captain Vasily Vasilievich Solyonny.
Yeah.
Don't worry, the
It's
pronunciations of the
just
Russian is
you're
something
good.
we struggle with as well.
And luckily, I don't have to say my own name in it, so
But it's Solyonny. You
not
play
worried.
Solyonny. You play Solyonny, Captain Solyonny.
Sergeyevna.
This is a laugh riot comedy, right? And it's a musical, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, there's a big old tap dance break to end out
Yeah.
the first act, and we're really excited for everybody to see it.
We kid.
I know. I know. Well, you guys, first of all, when we're you guys are rehearsing every day, like, do you both have, I'm going to ask you first, Grace.
Yes,
Do
hello.
you have a background with classical theater like this?
I do, yes. I got my degree in acting. I'm a classically trained actor. I studied Anton Chekhov's work at the Stella Adler Studio one summer in college. And this is actually my very first Chekhov play of doing a full production of it. So it's really exciting for me. I love his writing.
Wow, that's wonderful. And Josh, what about yourself?
I have a background in classical text, mainly Shakespeare and Moliere and more older things. Chekhov, I studied dramatic literature in college, so I've studied Chekhov that way, but I've actually never, similar to Grace, done a full-scale production of Chekhov. So this is very exciting to get to do one.
Right. This play, for people so they have some context, was written in 20, or at least staged originally in 1901. So I kind of vaguely remember it
We're
myself.
trying to refresh your memory.
Right.
Yeah. So it'll be like coming to see this would be like very nostalgic. So, and what is it like? How intense is it?
It's interesting. I think the common trap for Russian literature and especially Chekhov is that it's often seen as very depressing, right? Sometimes people would also classify it as boring if it's not done correctly, but there is a lot of hope and a lot of joy and longing in this play as well. So it's very nuanced, but it's a very philosophical play, exploring a lot of their relationships and longing. And there's lots of themes of class and love and yeah, there's it's a lot of depth in this play as well as joy.
You two have a complicated, your characters, I should say, have a complicated relationship, shall we say. Doesn't end well.
No. Which is kind of a theme for many of the characters. It doesn't always end well for these
Most of the
people.
relationships in the play don't
Yeah.
end well, unfortunately. Well, it depends on how you look at it,
All
but
about perspective.
Yeah, there's an element of almost Greek tragedy to his plays,
Sure.
Very much so.
right? Where characters kind of have to die or go through the worst things, like in order to in order to fully experience life, almost in a way, you have to live to all the extremes in these plays. You know?
I mean, don't we go through extremes in our own lives as well?
I try to avoid them, but
Sure,
it's they're you're
but
right,
they
they
will
are
find you
inevitable.
anyway. Right.
That's very true. Very true. Josh, is this a part that appealed to you when you did you audition for this part, or did you were you familiar with it?
So familiar with I'd never studied Three Sisters, so I wasn't super familiar with it. And the director, we Grace and I had worked on a production of The Importance of Being Earnest with Sean
Oh,
summers ago.
you did? Is that a coincidence, or do you guys know each other, or have you?
We were both cast in the show, and Shauna very much likes to work with people, I think, who she has found a creative dialogue with in a way. And so I think she knew that she wanted me to be part of this. And Shauna likes to audition her actors, regardless of even if she knows you're already going to be in it, she wants to play in the room and see how you approach a piece of text. And I didn't really understand this character very well. And it's part of the reason that it was attractive to me was to kind of crack this nut and see what I can do with it and what I can take away from it. So it's fun using an actor brain as well as, that dramatic literature kind of, what's the word I'm looking for?
Yeah, it's sort of this,
Analytic mind.
right? It's the part of the acting process of the preparation for a play. The average audience member or ticket buyer, which we hope there are many this for
Yes,
this one,
we have seen.
are that the people don't really think about how it is such a really intellectual process, regardless of the production, that you are studying and you're preparing, and it can be extremely, I'm sure, gratifying. All of a sudden, you're connecting, things are going, going off, synapses are going off as you come closer to this character.
And especially not just the character, but then how that clicks into the piece as a whole. It's really interesting to watch. And especially when we're a cast of 13 actors. And the last time I did a play this
Wow.
big was probably in college. And there's something fun about being kind of a cog in a machine this big and seeing how it all comes together is very rewarding.
I assume somebody like Shauna Cantor, who is the director, needs to at least on her own level have a sense of all of this, like who these people are and what their relationships are and what the context is, right, in terms of what they're going through, and brings that to. But how much of it is her bringing that to you guys, or versus you guys discovering it organically through the process of rehearsal?
It's certainly a collaborative process, which I really appreciate, where of course, like Shauna, she has the vision and she knows what it is supposed to feel like from an audience perspective, and she knows what it's supposed to look like from an audience perspective, but she also has a lot of trust in her actors to really bring these characters to life and to connect with the other characters and to find those specificities and the depth within these characters as well. So it's been a but it I think the one of the reasons why Chekhov survives the test of time is because, you can interpret it in so many different ways, right? And so it's a lot. Sometimes we do have to stop and really talk about what exactly is happening in this scene. How are all of these characters taking in what is being said and what is the response? And so it's definitely, yeah, I'd say it's a collaborative process, which makes it easier in some ways.
Yeah, you're not on your own.
Right.
Yeah. I'm speaking with New York City-based actors Grace Bardley and Josh Bierman. Both are principal cast members of a new production of Three Sisters, which is going to be performed as part of the Voice Theater's latest production, May 14th through the 31st. Go to Voice Theater, their website. And by the way, theater spelled correctly here in this case, Theatre, voicetheater.org. And you can get your tickets through there. And it's important to support the arts, especially classic theater. We don't want to lose that.
No, we do not.
You know?
No, we do not.
Yeah.
Both audience members and as actors, please keep us employed.
Well, I wish you both broken legs.
Thank
Thank
you.
you. And I look forward to seeing it. And have you back here on the Midday Show at some point. It would be lovely to have you back.
We'd
We'd
love
love
to be
that. Thank
back.
you.
Yes.
All right. Have a great show, though, and we'll look forward to hearing how it went. 98.1 KZE.